Hello, hello, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today, let's talk about renewing our vows. Now, I know all you guys are going to make fun of that. In fact, I can just hear most of you now, but hey, when I say renew our vows, let's renew our safety vows. Let's renew our vow to be safe. This is something that we shouldn't just do when an accident happens in the industry. You know what I'm saying? So it's the beginning of the year, 2015, new year, fresh start. And I know a lot of you guys are saying, I already tie off 100% of the time, every day of the week, every hour, every day that I'm in the air. Well, you know what? Here's a good time to renew those vows. And I'll tell you what I mean by this, in case you can't figure it out. So this is a time of year when we make resolutions. And you know what a lot of people do with resolutions? They usually start out early in the year and they say the most obvious, I'm going to lose weight. And then they figure out how they're going to lose weight. I'm going to stop eating. That's it. I'm done eating. No more eating. I'm just going to drink water for 3 solid months. And then when they, you know, after the first week when they pass out and they're nearly dead, they realize they need something to keep going. Then the other one is exercise. I'm going to exercise every day. Every day until, you know, I can't walk anymore. And then, you know, that lasts for, some people are pretty good. They last 3 months. So they don't come up with a good plan, right? Everyone wants to lose weight. It's very vague. You have to really define your goal. Do you want to lose 10 pounds? Is it going to be a combination of exercise and diet? And if you're a climber, I'm telling you right now, you need to eat. If you can go without eating and still climb, wow, because I can't. When I climb, I'd eat like a horse, and everyone I worked with, all my crewmates, we all ate like horses. We like to eat, but we burned it off. That was the one thing that, you know, I couldn't give up much food. I still like to eat. I probably don't eat as much as I used to, and not the way I did when I climbed. But with all that said, I'm just bringing it back here. You make a commitment, you have to have a good plan. So I think now is a good time to renew our commitment for 100% tie off and for the other safety measures. And let's think of a plan. It's a good time to say, yeah, we're going to be 100% tied off. And it's a good plan to be honest with yourself and say, I'm still probably going to do stupid things. But if I'm 100% tied off, maybe one of those stupid things won't kill me. Maybe one of those stupid things won't put me in the hospital, or maybe one of those stupid things will help me save one of my workmates. Okay. Maybe I should do a little more training this year. How often can I do training? Once a month. Well, what's the schedule look like? When do we have down days? Maybe we have down days now, but it's cold out, but hey, we could still practice rescue and still enjoy it. As long as the weather holds up, we can do it. So now's the time to vow to be safe. Now's the time to vow to make a plan. Now's the time to make a plan so you can be safe. Maybe you want to update the hazard assessment worksheets. You know, maybe that's something you want to do. You see something that's missing. Maybe you want to inspect your safety gear regularly so you could set a date the second Tuesday of every month. You know, it's another thing you could do. Maybe you could vow to look out for your brothers and sisters, but don't just say that. I vow to look out for my other fellow climbers, but Let's come up with a plan of how we're going to do that. You know, you have the responsibility to not only be to yourself to be safe, but to protect those around you. I mean, it's something that you have to do. It's something that this time of year, you can swear to do it every minute of every day. Maybe you want to write that down somewhere where you can see it. You know, if you wear a cap all the time, write it somewhere in your cap on the bottom of the on the bottom of the brim. Maybe you want to write it in your truck. So it's right there in the sun visor so you can look up and see it. So don't just make this vow to your boss and your workmates. Make this vow to your family. Make it out loud to your family. Don't just sit there quietly and say a prayer. It's like wishful thinking. Just make a vow when you're all together at some point, or I know you just probably were together due to the holidays, but your mothers, your fathers, your wives, your husbands, your children. Just say to them one day, you know, at dinner or when you see them, say, hey, I'm going to make this year the safest year ever. I plan to be safe all year. I vow to be safe. Not only that, but I've come up with a plan And my plan is to be tied off 100% of the time. My plan is to go over the hazard assessment twice. My plan is to improve the hazard assessment. My plan is to inspect and validate my safety equipment daily. And I'm going to do it before I climb each day. I usually start climbing at 8. I'm going to do it at 7. If we do night climbs, I vow to have the lights there to help me out. I vow to test the equipment, and I vow to practice rescue once a month, the second Tuesday of every month. Make a vow like that. You know, lip service is one thing. A commitment is another, a real commitment. Something that you can say to loved ones, something that you can preach to your workmates all around you. But then, it's easy to preach. Can you practice what you preach? Can you walk the talk? People can talk the talk, but can they walk it? So you're going to have to do this. And if one of your workmates points something out that you're doing wrong, or you missed, or you're getting lazy or sloppy or taking shortcuts, you can't get pissed off. You can't get angry. Here's what you have to do. You have to thank them for pointing it out. And then you have to be aware of what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? It's one thing to preach safety. It's another thing to live safety. Trust me, I know. It's very hard to sit there and be a good example. You really have to think things through, especially when you come up like I did and you did everything wrong for years. You know, we were lucky. So, but you learn to do things right. You have to make that not only the culture, you have to make it a habit for yourself, because when the culture changes, you build good habits. When you have a good culture, you build good habits. You have good habits, then you teach good habits, and then your fellow workmates have good habits. I know now and then you're going to get a cocky SOB. I was going to say something else. You can figure it out. But as you know, you get some cocky kid out there that wants to do things his way. If you set the example and you've been doing it for a while, just explain that. Say, hey, you know, I've been climbing 10 years. I've been doing this 10 years, and there's a reason we do it this way. Sure, there's quicker ways to do it, but there's not a better way to do it. This way, if something goes wrong, I get home alive at night. That's my goal. Arrive alive at night. So I'm just throwing it out there. There's a lot of things you can do to make things better. And remember, if you're the experienced guy on the crew, even if you're not the most experienced, you can still set a good example. You can point things out to your workmates that you think they're doing wrong and have a discussion. I'm not saying yell up and say, hey, you idiot, you're doing this wrong. What are you, a bonehead? What are you, an idiot? Huh? What's going on up there? You just pointed out, hey, you know, you didn't tie off. You jumped the leg to another leg. You know, you jumped from one leg on the tower to the other leg. And you didn't have your shock absorber lanyard on, or you didn't have your positioning lanyard hooked, or you didn't do this, you didn't do that, whatever. Just point it out and say, how's that look to these younger fellas? How's that look to these other people? Just think if OSHA were nearby and saw us, would they give us a ticket? They may or may not. These guys are overworked. But the point is, just explain to them, you know, don't you want to go home alive at night? Then you make a vow to be safe. You know, all you workmates should be together making vows to be safe to each other as well as your family. So just let me know what vows you guys made to be safe. Let me know. Do you make a vow each year? Do you guys like, I know it sounds silly to some of you, but really just say, hey, I plan to be as safe as I possibly can this year. I vow to do it. It's my pledge, whatever you want to call it. But it's going to sound silly, but it's going to hold you to a higher standard. I mean, that's really the goal here. We need to be held to higher standards. All right. That's it for today. Hey, everybody. Be smart. Be safe. Pay attention. Take care of yourselves out there.